USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators are expected to present the White House with a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan later this week. The plan is expected to contain nearly $1 trillion of funding compared to the president's original $2.25 trillion package. The Republican proposal is also expected to find ways to fund infrastructure projects without raising taxes. The president's plan uses a boost to the corporate tax rate to pay for its projects. And nearly half of all adults in the United States are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the CDC. The agency said Tuesday that more than 129 million people over the age of 18 are fully vaccinated, and nearly 164 million Americans of all ages have received at least one dose, about 49.5% of the country's population. In at least 25 states, more than half of the adult population has received at least one dose, with nine states having vaccination rates of at least 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
House Republicans on the Energy and Commerce Committee are calling for more information from a number of federal agencies about the origins of COVID-19. The committee began an investigation in March into the origins of the virus and are requesting that documents from the State Department, National Institutes of Health, and other agencies be declassified to assist in their investigation. Top Republican on the committee, Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington, tells Fox News that her committee will leave no stone unturned in their investigation.
There's a lot of circumstantial clues that point to a laboratory accident. So as a part of our investigation, we are pushing more information from NIH, the State Department, the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, the Department of Homeland Security, and EcoHealth Alliance. So EcoHealth Alliance is the entity that received the funding from NIH. And we want to know what that was used for. And it was part in EcoHealth Alliance is the one that was involved in funding this bat coronavirus research with the Wuhan lab.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has some issues with Canada's COVID restrictions. Tim Berg explains.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And one of Japan's largest newspapers has joined calls for the cancellation of this summer's Olympics. Asahi Shimbun has called for the cancellation in a Wednesday editorial, saying the decision to hold the games is reckless and demanded that Prime Minister Suga pull the plug. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency as COVID cases are on the rise and the healthcare system is stressed. The games are scheduled to start on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.